Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'd like to talk about African daisies, also known as osteospermums. These are low-growing, indigenous flowering plants that have become very popular in the last few years. Osteospermums represent purity and innocence and are available in a wide selection of colors, hence their popularity. Let's begin with the ground cover forms. For many years, Osteospermum eclonus, the Cape Marguerite, with showy white daisy-like flowers and a purple center, has been available. These have a 1.5 meter spread and can be cut back after every 2 years to keep them tidy. There's also the trailing mauve daisy, Osteospermum jucundum, with stems up to 60 centimeters long. Both of these will tolerate a bit of shade but need full sun for their flowers to open. They are reasonably fast-growing and drought-resistant once established. They are often seen mass-planted as a ground cover or as a border plant. You can actually propagate them by lifting rooted runners from the mother plant. They flower in spring and summer, but can flower for longer throughout the year, making for a very colorful ground cover. Moving on to the bushy African daisies, these are also perennial, so will survive for several seasons and are available in purple, yellow, white, pink shades, and also two-toned color forms. Most of them grow to between 40 and 50 centimeters high, so because of their small size, these bushy varieties are ideal for mixed flower borders, containers, or even window boxes. Just like the ground cover osteospermums, these bushes also require full sun so that their flowers open properly. Many of the hybrids have large flowers and a longer blooming period, so they can flower from spring through until summer and autumn. Some of the interesting hybrids available now are called Serenity Banana Shake, Serenity Blue-Eyed Beauty, which has yellow flowers with a blue-purple center. There's White Lightning, also Yellow Voltage, Blueberry Shake, and so many more color options to choose from. Plant African daisy bushes in a well-composted and well-draining soil. You can feed them regularly to encourage more flowering. Deadheading, where you remove dead flowers on a regular basis, will also help to encourage flowering. At the end of the flowering season, you can give the plants a light trim to stop them from getting leggy, but also to allow new shoots to grow vigorously. African daisies are a good choice for the garden because they are a water-wise option once the plants are established. They are also popular because they produce masses of blooms on low, compact plants. In addition, they work well for seaside gardens. The plant is also a favorite for butterflies, and the flowers are pollinated by them. If you are unfamiliar with these African daisies, or osteospermums as they are known, I've recently posted some pictures onto my Facebook page so that you can see what they look like. For any other questions or comments, you can also contact me via my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. So that's all from me. Goodbye for now and have a great weekend.